Welcome back. Welcome to the module that is going to help you put it all together, help you put the script together to make sure that you know how to create a powerful script. Now, I want you to go ahead and get in front of you your script worksheet. You remember the worksheet you did in the last module that had the three categories, A, B, and C, your challenges, your short-term goals, and your long-term goals, and then each of those had five sections, in other words, five different challenges, five different short-term goals, five different long-term goals. And if you haven't got all these filled in yet, go ahead and work on them before continuing on. I want you to have at least three in each category, at least three challenges, at least three short-term goals, at least three long-term goals. And you should have accompanying intentions. In other words, for the challenges, in part A, challenge number one, let's say it's spending. One of your challenges is spending too much. Let's just say that hypothetically. In the corresponding intentions column, it should say, I want to overcome spending in order to, and then you would fill in a blank with something, let's say hypothetically, such as in order to have more money. Okay? Ideally, your intentions will also involve others, not just to have more money, but to have more money so that I can help others, so that I can help my friends, etc. So you know what I'm talking about. You have your challenges, you have your intentions, you have your short-term goals and your intentions, your long-term goals and your intentions. Now it's time to put it all together. And the way we put it all together is in a script. But the script is so much more than that. It's your opportunity to program yourself more deeply. So at the end of this module, I'm going to share with you some scripts that I wrote. Don't worry, you're also going to have them written out, as I've said. So you don't have to copy down everything I say. I'm going to give that to you. But I want you to also have your worksheet, and you're going to take the information from your worksheet and you're going to combine it with some ideas that you get from the scripts I share. Perhaps you won't latch on to every idea. Perhaps every idea won't resonate with you, but some ideas should. Some ideas should stand out, and you should say to yourself, yes, I want to take that idea and put it into my script, or I want to reword it slightly. Realize that you can reword scripts. If you hear a script from someone else or an induction or a deepening, you can change the words. Always great to customize things. And as you go on and you get accustomed to hypnotizing yourself and working with yourself hypnotically, realize that you can do that. Now, I also want you to realize that you can say these things to yourself during the day. You don't have to be in hypnosis to program yourself. Just by reiterating things, just by having them posted on your mirror, just by having them posted in your car on your dashboard, just by having them around you, you are going to start programming yourself for success. Now, having your challenges on a 3x5 card on your dashboard, that probably won't do you a lot of good. It probably won't be tremendously helpful to you. But having your short-term goals there, yes. Having your long-term goals there, yes. Having them on your mirror, yes. And I want to share with you a little secret. This is something that I do all the time. I take a Sharpie, a black Sharpie, which is an indelible ink pen, a permanent pen, except when you write in a mirror, it's not permanent. You can write on your mirror, in your bathroom, your short-term goals and your long-term goals, and you can write them right over where you see yourself. That way you have to look at them in order to do whatever it is you do in the mirror. It's a great way to remind yourself. It's unavoidable. You look at the mirror, you're looking at your short-term goals. You look at the mirror, you're looking at your long-term goals. Now, when you want to erase them, let's say you reach your short-term goals and you want to change them and put other short-term goals in there, or it's coming time for your long-term goals to be due, so you want to make those your short-term goals and create a new list of long-term goals, because you see your long-term goals are coming up. They eventually become short-term goals. If you say you want to get something in a year, and that year is coming up, well, that's a short-term goal. It was a long-term goal when you wrote it a year ago, but now that it's almost due, it's a short-term goal. So move it up. Create new long-term goals. So you'll constantly be writing and rewriting new index cards, new things on the mirror. But the way you erase permanent ink from a mirror, it's not permanent when you write in a mirror, is you take one of those green scrubby pads and you just put a little water on it and a little bit of soap and you scrub it. Doesn't do any damage to the mirror, takes it right off, and then you wipe it the rest of the way clean with a paper towel, and it's gone. You can write whatever you want. So I do that all the time. It allows me to keep my goals in front of me. This is a great way to program yourself. It goes into your subconscious mind. So essentially, it is hypnosis. It's programming you, but you're doing it all day long. And it's just as powerful as listening to your hypnosis recording because it's bombarding you all throughout your day. You see it on the mirror. You see it in your car. You see it everywhere. Write it everywhere. When I say it, I mean your list of short-term goals and long-term goals, not your challenges. Your challenges are just things that you're going to overcome. It's not exciting to see them in front of you. Oh, I have a challenge with spending and a challenge with not saving and so forth. That's not exciting. That's not compelling. That's not fascinating. That's not going to motivate you. It's going to bring you down. So you don't want to have a list of your challenges in front of you. You want to have a list of your short-term goals and long-term goals. But let's take a look at how to use them in a hypnosis session now. One of the things I want you to realize is that when you get to the script, you no longer have to use flowery descriptive language. You no longer have to involve all of the senses. You're dealing with the subconscious mind. Just like a surgeon opening up someone's chest to do open heart surgery, once she's got that chest opened up, there's no cutting involved anymore to get to there. There may be some cutting in terms of operating on the heart itself, but in terms of getting the bones and the skin and the muscle out of the way, that's already done. That's why you're involving all the senses, so that your subconscious mind can lock onto it and say, ah, yes, I'm in the story. Okay. Yes, I feel it. Okay, I am relaxed. And then physiologically you relax because your mind tells your body it's real and your body believes it's real. Your body responds as if it's happening. That's the beauty of an induction and a deepening. Your body doesn't know the difference between being told something's happening and it actually happening. So it's happening as far as your body's concerned. But when you get to the script, you can let go of that. There's no need to talk in flowery language. You can just get right to the point. So it's kind of like going from speaking Italian to speaking German. You know, Italian language is somewhat flowery and expressive and so forth, whereas German, I tend to think of that as to the point, getting right down to business. So in the script, you're getting right down to business. No need to use any descriptive words that have to do with sights and smells and sound and so forth. If you talk about seeing someone in a new light, for example, let's say that's what you want to work on in your script, then of course you want to use sight. But it's not necessary to involve the senses unless you're specifically talking about something that has to do with them, improving your eyesight or listening better or something along those lines. You should still talk in your monotone voice during the script, but realize it's like programming a computer. No need for flowery language. The computer doesn't care about the breeze blowing or the color of the clouds or anything like that. The computer just wants to know what you want it to do. That's the script. You're talking to the subconscious mind. It's like a computer. You're just programming it. You've already got its attention, bypassed all the conscious filters. You're dealing with the subconscious mind now. So you can just begin programming. You can say, for example, I will overcome my challenge of excessive spending, and I will do this in order to have more money for myself and to share with others. I will overcome my challenge of borrowing excessively, and I will do this in order to live debt-free and be an example for my relatives. So you see how that works. I'm just filling the blanks. I'm taking these hypothetical examples of challenge number one being spending, challenge number two being borrowing. I'm using the hypothetical answers of the reason that I want to stop spending excessively is in order to have more money for myself and others. And the reason I want to stop borrowing excessively is in order to feel good about myself and be an example to my family. So you go right down the list doing that. Let's look at short-term goals. Let's say your short-term goal is to get a job. You would put it in script like this. My first short-term goal is to get a job. I want to get a job because I want to feel good about myself. You can even word it more powerfully than that. I will get a job because I want to feel good about myself. Or you can step it up a notch and say, I will get a job by January 1st because I want to feel good about myself. You see how that works? One is a little lighter. I want to do this. The second one is I will do this, which is more powerful. We already know you want it. That's why you put it in the short-term goals. But now, how about stepping it up a notch and wording it, I will get this. Now, what if you really want to come in with some power? What if you want to get a job by January 1st? That's fine. Program yourself for whatever you want to do. I will get a job by January 1st because I want to feel good about myself. Then you go right down to the next one. My second short-term goal is to have $1,000. I will have $1,000 because I want to have money in the bank, since this makes me feel as if I'm moving forward. Okay, you see how that works? You're just taking the short-term goals and going through them. You can number them or not. That doesn't matter. You can say, I want to, I will, or I will by a certain date. Whatever you want to do is fine. I recommend, at the very least, stepping it up one notch and saying, I will do this. And if you want to put a deadline on it, always powerful, say, I will do this by a certain date. So you see how you can always make a hypnosis recording for yourself, because your short-term goals are going to change. They may change every month. You can make a new recording every month. They may change every week. Ideally, you would listen to each recording you make for 3 weeks, 21 nights in a row. Let it put you to sleep at night. Don't worry if you fall asleep. You'll still be getting the suggestions. Okay, let's move on to long-term goals. You then program your long-term goals. And this is all in the same script, all in one recording. This is all on target. It's all in the same category of wealth. So it can all be in the same script. Don't worry if it goes on for a long time, even if it goes on for 20 minutes or 30 minutes. If you have a 30-minute script, it's fine as long as it's all about the same topic. My first long-term goal is to have a house. Here, you're going to benefit from adding your timeline to it. You're going to benefit from adding your date to it when you want to have it. So in the script, you would say something along the lines of, my first long-term goal is to have a house within a year, or by such and such date. I will have a house by such and such date because it will make me feel wealthy and will inspire me to get even more wealth, or whatever your reasons are. So don't get caught up in how to word it exactly. Just make sure everything's in there. Make sure what you want is in there. If you want to buy a certain date, make sure that's in there. You can put it in there twice if you want, or three times. It doesn't matter. I want to have a house by January 1st. I will have a house by January 1st. This house I have by January 1st, I will have because I want to feel good about myself and send a signal to my subconscious mind that I am wealthy. Okay, so the wording doesn't matter as long as you have the information in there. What you want, which is a house, when you want to buy, if you want to put a deadline on it, when you want to buy, and why you want it. As long as you have those in there, it doesn't matter how you word it, and you're going through each of them. So ideally, you'd have this filled out with 15 different things, 5 challenges, 5 short-term goals, and 5 long-term goals. Now, at a minimum, I want you to have 3 in each category. If you don't have 3, add some more, or do the exercise in the previous recording again, because I want you to have at least 3. I want you to have 3 challenges, 3 short-term goals, and 3 long-term goals. Everyone's got at least 3 challenges. I have 3 challenges right now, because at every level you get to, there's always another challenge. I have 3 short-term goals right now. I have 3 long-term goals. In fact, I have 5 challenges. I have 5 short-term goals. I have 5 long-term goals. Guess what? It never changes. You're always going to have the next set of challenges. That's the wonderful, beautiful thing about life. You keep on moving and growing. You're always going to have more short-term goals, more long-term goals. That's what keeps life exciting. You keep moving and growing. Life keeps throwing you more challenges. You keep overcoming them, and you move to the next level, next level, next level. You keep on growing. So that's how I want your script to start out, by getting all of this data in there, what you're overcoming, what your short-term goals are, what your long-term goals are. Then I want you to move into more general programming, just programming yourself to have abundance. And I'm going to share with you now 3 different scripts. I'm going to share them with you at a normal conversational pace, because I don't want to spend excessive time speaking slowly. I'd rather get more information to you quickly, because the information's written out anyway. But hearing it can be a great addition to that. In fact, I can save you from reading it if you just hear it now and you decide, hey, I like that, or no, I don't like that, or I like that part and I don't like the other part. You can pick and choose what you want in your script, but hearing it can save you a little time, because then you'll know that you want to go to that script, or you'll know you want to go to the second part of that script, or what have you. This first script I want to share with you is on abundance, attracting abundance in your life and building yourself up. And it uses a metaphor. A metaphor can be very powerful in a script. The metaphor this one uses is to compare you to a plant that's growing and developing and becoming bigger and bigger until you become a tree. And it's designed to, of course, describe your growth as a human, your growth as an abundant being. So keep that in mind. That's one powerful technique that you can use in your hypnosis recordings, to use a metaphor, to find something that describes something else, and to implant the idea in your subconscious mind that way. Okay, so here's the script for abundance. Imagine yourself as a small plant, a plant which has the appropriate amount of nutrients and water and fertilizer to grow into a larger plant now. And as you see yourself growing, notice your leaves are very bright green, and they face upward to the sun, absorbing the sun's energy, taking that energy in, using that energy to grow and become much larger now. And the soil feeds the roots of the small tree. As you continue to grow and reach higher and higher, and you are expanding your possibilities, you absorb sunlight. You absorb the warm, beautiful sunlight, and now you become stronger and stronger, bigger and bigger, spiritually developing, reaching forward higher and higher, becoming more and more abundant. And you are now imagining yourself as a tree, and you see that you are able to give back to the environment. You are able to provide shade, shade for the creatures around you, protection. And you are so relaxed as you continue to grow, to expand higher and higher, to become a very beautiful tree. That's right. So very, very beautiful. And this is a very special tree because it produces beautiful flowers, much like the lotus flower. Beautiful flowers for all to enjoy. You are abundance. You attract wealth to you. You attract happiness to you. You allow these energies to flow through you, and you give back wealth in the form of your talent and in the form of your abilities. That's right. You are now part of the cycle of giving and taking. Wealth and happiness flow through you. You are able to easily attract money because money flows through you. You give a portion of that money back to the universe and continue the cycle. Continue the cycle of growing, giving, receiving, reaching higher and higher. You are so very abundant now. As you continue to reach higher and higher, you are so very abundant now. As you imagine yourself as a very tall, very powerful tree with extensive roots, you are very strong. And you will continue to grow in this manner, growing higher and higher, reaching higher and higher, continuing to grow, growing spiritually, growing financially, growing emotionally, growing creatively, and growing in happiness. You will continue to grow in all of these ways. You are abundance. Okay, so I shared that with you in a normal conversational tone. My normal conversational tone is sometimes a little more monotone than most people's. When I read things, I tend to make it monotone because of my hypnotic training. However, I wanted to share that with you at a faster than usual pace because I wanted to get more information into this module and share that with you. So you have there an example of metaphor being used. You being compared to a tree, and the tree grows and has roots, and you understand these to be financial roots, and it grows in not just money, but it grows in power and strength and happiness, in giving. And it attracts wealth. This tree attracts wealth and provides shelter for other trees, kind of like being able to give back financially to the world, being able to help out people in need financially. So many people have a negative view of wealth. And Joe Vitale addresses these things in his part of the recordings. But realize that people have negative thoughts about wealth. They get ideas in their minds as if rich people are evil and they don't want to be rich, and they don't realize they're working against being what they want to be. They want to be rich, but they think rich people are evil, so they start to undo everything. Well, this metaphor programs your subconscious mind to understand that it's okay. In fact, it's more than okay. It's preferable to be this big, abundant, helpful tree which can give back. This tree's able to give back to the world. That's what happens when you get to be abundant. You're able to give back. You're no longer a liability to the world. You are an asset to the world. You are contributing to the world. You are a very important part of the world. Now, that's not to judge people and say that people with no money are not helpful and people with money are helpful, but that's to help you overcome the obstacle that you may be facing, because that may be one of the things standing in your way. You may be thinking that rich people are people who aren't really desirable. So this script and the other scripts I'm going to share with you work on your subconscious mind to break down those misunderstandings that you've learned through years of experience and thought you have about the world. The scripts are designed to break through all of that, to break it all down, to allow you to move swiftly toward your goals. In this case, your goal of becoming wealthy. The next script I'd like to share with you is called Discover Your Passion. And this is something that is really going to help you a lot in terms of dialing into what you want to do that's going to allow you to get a lot of money, to get money flowing in your life. Now, for me, it's hypnotherapy and things that are related to hypnotherapy, like neurolinguistic programming and life coaching, things of that nature. That's what I have going for me that helps me make money. When I talk about hypnotherapy or life coaching or NLP, people listen. In fact, they more than listen. They pay me to talk about that, to make recordings, to do seminars, to go on TV, and so forth. That's my passion. My passion has to do with helping people in a holistic way. Joe Vitale has a passion. He believes in miracles. He believes in the law of attraction. He believes in empowering people. And when he follows his passion, he makes money. What's your passion? If you don't already have it, this script is going to help you dial into it. So feel free to use parts of this script in your script, or feel free to use the entire script. And here it is, shared in normal conversational pace and tone. As you continue relaxing deeper, deeper, and more deeply, I would like you to now imagine yourself sitting in a room in your mind. And in front of you, you see several television screens. And these screens are showing you doing different things. That's right. They're showing you doing different jobs, or being in different professions, or simply doing different things. There are five screens showing you doing five different things. Now, we want to discover which one of these is showing you doing what you are most passionate about. So as I continue speaking now, one of the screens goes blank. That is the screen which shows you doing something which you are least interested in doing out of the five things. So now one of the screens is blank because you weren't really that interested in doing that thing, especially compared to the other four activities. So now all you see are four screens. The other screen just goes away, and you see yourself doing something different in each of these four screens that are remaining. And as you see yourself in those screens, really pay attention to what you are doing on each screen. You are doing something in each of them. And as I continue talking now, another one of the screens goes blank because that screen was showing you doing something which was less exciting for you than what the other screens are now showing. So now another screen has gone blank and disappears completely. And now you see yourself in three screens. And in each of these screens, you are doing something, whether it is a job, profession, or just something. Now, as I mentioned, you want to decide which one of these three things you are most passionate about. And I am here to help you by eliminating screens that no longer belong. That's my role. Your role is to make the ultimate decision. Which of these things are you most passionate about? In a moment, one of the three screens will become very large and actually push the other two screens out of your sight. That screen will show you the activity about which you are most passionate. I'm going to count down from 3 to 1, and when I reach the number 1, one of the screens will become large, and the other two will be pushed out of your sight. 3, 2, 1, and now you see in front of you your passion, and you will remember this. You will remember your passion. I want you to imagine yourself 6 months from now, having pursued this passion, having taken the steps necessary to develop this passion, whether it is a job, a profession, or just something you want to do. See yourself 6 months from now, having pursued this passion. Now I would like you to look back at the present from 6 months in the future. Notice all the simple and easy steps which were necessary to get you from where you are now to 6 months in the future, when you are enjoying that passion, when you have developed that passion. See all the steps laid out in front of you. And now, as you come back to the present, you realize that you will take those steps to fulfill your passion. You will do this easily, and you will enjoy doing it because that activity that you saw, whatever it may be, is your passion, and you will pursue your passion. It will almost seem effortless because you enjoy it. So relax now and realize that everything is going to be just fine. Okay, so what happened in that script? Well, a lot of things happened. In fact, 5 things to be exact. You're able to see 5 things that you're doing. You may have hobbies, you may have interests, you may have job ideas. You may want to be a doctor or a lawyer or a rafting instructor or a scuba instructor. You may just want to lounge around your house. Who knows? But with this script, you're able to see yourself doing those things. And it's interesting when people look at that and one of them pops up more than the others and they think, wow, that's an interesting activity, but I couldn't make any money at that. Take lounging around the house, for example. If that one pops up for people, they're often shocked and they say, wow, how can I make any money doing that? Well, guess what? A lot of wealthy people, once they're successful, lounge around the house. You can also start an internet business, which allows you to lounge around the house. I know plenty of people who are involved in online marketing who essentially lounge around the house and they work online. So I want you to get into the mindset of accepting what comes up. When that thing pops up, whatever it may be, I want you to accept it. Whether it's teaching rafting, being a tour guide, being a doctor, being a lawyer, lounging around the house, whatever it may be, I want you to embrace it. Okay, one final script I'm going to share with you. Remember, these are all available, so there's no need to write them down. This one is for unlimited wealth, and here it is. You are unaffected by negativity and retain the ability to enjoy all of the warmth and joy that life has to offer. You are completely detached from negativity. You are open and receptive to love. You let go of complaining. You accept others as they are. You are patient, calm, and harmoniously centered at all times. You let go of all fear-based emotions, such as blame, jealousy, guilt, and possessiveness. These negative emotions are now a part of your past. You open yourself to receive all positive things life has to offer. You accept all positive things into your life. You understand that you are worthy of receiving all positive things in your life. You allow yourself to receive positive things. You are worthy of receiving them. You allow money to come to you. You allow money to come to you. You allow money to come to you. You now have a flow in your life and money is attracted to you, and you allow it to come to you. You allow money to flow toward you. You allow it to come to you. You understand it is for you, and you understand that you will use it for the greatest good. You realize that you have the ability to create unlimited wealth in your life. Unlimited wealth. Your wealth will be without limits. You allow money to flow to you, and it does. It flows to you easily and effortlessly because you are now open and receptive to all positive things. You keep your mind calm, like the calm, reflective surface of a lake. You remain centered at all times. You are physically relaxed, emotionally calm, mentally focused, and spiritually aware, and money flows to you. You now realize that you will have unlimited wealth. You will have all the wealth you desire, and you let this happen easily and effortlessly. You are comfortable with wealth. So there's a very to-the-point script about attracting wealth. Now, I want to point out a couple things in there. First of all, I made one statement 3 times in a row, which is always very powerful. I said, you allow money to come to you. Now remember, you can say, I allow money to come to me. You allow money to come to you. It doesn't matter how you phrase it. But I said it 3 times in a row. That is very powerful subconsciously. Anytime you really want to drive something home in your subconscious mind, say it 3 times in a row. And rather than worrying about overdoing it, I'd rather see you err on the side of overdoing it because there really is no error at all. You can say something as many times as you want in a script. You can say it 5 times or 10 times in a row, and it'll be fine. But 3 will be sufficient. Also, I want you to realize that I said at the end, you will have all the wealth you desire. I said that in the future, you will have. You can also say, you do have all the wealth you desire, or I do have all the wealth I desire. Either way is fine. One way, when you say will have, you're programming yourself for future wealth, which is fine. When you say do have, you're programming yourself to believe that you do have it, and then your subconscious mind looks for ways to make it happen in the environment. So either way, it's going to be in your future because your subconscious mind needs a little bit of time to make it happen. But I want you to understand you can say it in the present or in the future, whichever you feel more comfortable with. Either one will be powerful, and either one will allow it to happen for you. So now you understand scripts. From the last module, you have information to plug into the recording that you're going to make. And you now have some script ideas, some very powerful script ideas from this module that you can use. Join me in the next module as we talk about the final 2 parts of a hypnosis session, amnesia and transtermination. And then I'm going to tie it all together for you with a short review. And then you're going to be ready to create your first hypnosis recording to program yourself for unlimited wealth. So join me in the next module, and we'll take it to the next level.